With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
The breakout performances, breakout potential for Nebraska in the players on the roster, kind of comparing him to Dylan Raiola, because nationally is, I think, the number one expectation. The expectation is for him to take that jump. So we've gotten through some names. Nick has decided Riley Van Poppel and Emmett Johnson might have some more breakout potential relative to Dylan Raiola. I got three more names to throw at you to see if we can see if we can knock Dylan out of your top five of breakout players here for Nebraska this year. And we talked briefly about him, so I want to throw him in there. We talked about him when we talked about Isaiah Hunter, but Ja'Cory Barney is an interesting name. Remember, because he also had three rushing touchdowns last year. Now, those are on those kind of jet sweep pitches that he kind of threw forward. So it's always interesting whether you call those a pass or a rush. But one way or the other, he's also had a dynamic kick return. So he's got a little bit more of the outside the passing game potential to break out. Would you say Ja'Cory Barney or Dylan Raiola have more of a chance for a breakout season?
So obviously we don't know what the special teams is going to specifically look like in terms of personnel under Mike Eckler. I would hope that Ja'Cory Barney's a piece of it, and that's where I think that Nebraska could have a leg up, or at least improve a decent amount. So I'm actually going to give Ja'Cory Barney this one. I'm going to say Ja'Cory Barney just because of that special teams aspect. Now, if he's not a part of special teams, same conversation as Isaiah Hunter, where if one guy's doing well, it's because of the other.
Yeah. All right. A couple other names here that are going to be interesting. Williams Wanniri was a top five type player coming into Missouri last year as a recruit. Didn't really play all that much at Missouri, but now comes in here with a chance, and a lot of people are expecting him to have a big season, a breakout potential compared to Dylan.
So here's a crazy thing. I'm gonna say Dylan Raiola. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm not incredibly high on Williams Nwerny yet is because the situation, if you dive deeper into the situation at Missouri, so Missouri has this weird thing, and the SEC has this weird thing where they can adjust NIL money as you go. Mm. And that was part of what happened there. I like Williams Nwerny's potential. I want to see him be disruptive off the edge before I buy in.
Yeah, fair enough. I have to agree with you too. I mean, he's exciting about his potential. You just his size. You remember the all the photos coming out of camp were just like, man, look at how big him and Keona Davis look together next to each other. So there's a lot of potential there. But again, it's one of those things where he isn't showing it on the field. Dylan at least has shown a little bit on the field. So yeah.
Well,
I agree with you.
He's played more. There's just a larger sample size.
All right. Last name I got for you is a guy that some people have slotted to be a first round pick next year. Who has more potential, Dylan Raiola or Elijah Pritchard, for a breakout season?
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Here in 2025.
I'm going to say Elijah Pritchard.
Mm.
The reason I say this, I think Nebraska's offense, this is a big year for Donovan Raiola. For Donovan. He's been here longest tenured assistant. He's obviously transcended a couple of staffs. This is now where he's been able to. I gotta try to keep this as an Elijah Pritchard conversation, not an offensive line conversation. Nebraska protecting their quarterback's backside has been a problem. Part of this goes into then ball security, right? Strip sacks from behind, things like that. Dylan wasn't great at holding on to the ball last year. We talk interceptions. Also in the pocket, struggled at times to hold on to the football. Got him back a lot, right? Was able to jump on a loose ball, but fumbled a few times. This is where if Elijah Pritchett can have a strong year from that left tackle position to where that takes pressure off of Dylan Raiola, Dylan's going to be great. But also we're going to look at that and go, look at how good the left tackle play is. And then when you compare it to how bad it's been the last decade, we're going to value Elijah Pritchett's that addition even more.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know he's got 2 years of eligibility left, and he's really kind of thinking about 1 year here. So he is expecting that breakout. Matt Rhule has kind of said it's a 1 year thing, not necessarily in those words, but has kind of implied that that's kind of what they're expecting him to break out and to be able to kind of be ready for draft eligibility next year. Hopefully it's in the rounds that will be in his favor if things go right for him this season. Right. So we'll wrap it up here. We've got Barney Pritchett, Emmett Johnson, and Riley Van Poppel. As your top four breakout performers this season, is there one amongst them that you think you would have number one?
I really like the Ja'Cory Barney aspect just from the special teams. It's been so bad for so long. That's an area I think Nebraska can really make some hay is in the return game. Do something. Do something net positive.
Yeah.
Not neutral. Get out of neutral. Do something. And I think that's where Ja'Cory Barney can make a difference.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. I had Barney as my number one as well.
Whoa.
So big things expected from Ja'Cory Barney and Elijah Pritchett and Emmett Johnson.
Get us a sliver of what we tasted in 2014 with DeMarnay Pearsonell's first freshman year.
Yes, please.
That's all we're asking for.
All right, that'll wrap it up. Thank you, Nick, for joining us here on the Adam Carriker Show. Buck in the Black Shirt coming up next year. Don't go anywhere. Here on July 3rd on 93.7 The Ticket.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.